A lot of young lads there on the bus for the first time heading to Croke Park, and a lot of lads as well, a good game time. That would have been the first time in playing at Croke Park. So with the injury list that we had, and we didn't want to be taking any risks, and you know, trying to manage that, we're delighted. Delighted to get the result, I suppose, first and foremost. But felt we kind of controlled a lot of the game as well at 12-8. Like, you know, probably it shouldn't have been as tight as it was at the end. But that being said, you always find out a wee bit about your team. And from being 4 points up to 1 point down, we managed to go 2 points up again. So that's a big plus for us, big positive for us in terms of, you know, the young lads finding their feet and a bit of character and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a very good league in the sense that we've come together, we've tried to put a team together. We're still very much in the process of doing that, and Division One and a trophy for the young lads, you know, that's brilliant for them. And now we've 3 weeks to focus on Derry.
Composure, sorry. Did it surprise you, Jim? Because you mentioned that, the fact that, you know, you're pulling them all together on the first time on the bus. Did that level of composure when...
I know, we're happy with that. You know, we were happy with that piece, and it's something, you know, that it's something you need to be a top team. You need to be able to make good decisions on the ball. You know, Dublin, Kerry, Derry, you know, they're leading the way in that regard. So it was nice to go in and, you know, play the game on our own terms for a lot of it, make good decisions and make good incisions, decisions and incisions at the right time, and get good scores on the board. And probably with maybe, I don't know, a couple of minutes to go, they had only 8 points on the board. So from a defensive point of view, that was very satisfying as well up to that point. So a lot of positives, and obviously, you know, we will have to look at that last 5 minutes or so as well to make sure that we tighten things up. But yeah, it's a good day for the group, and any day you won in Croke Park and there's a trophy, you know, it's positive.
Kieran Thompson, Jim, 100 games, captain today, has ruled the first half in that central area against a tough breeze to score in. They 4 phenomenal points, which was a big platform for this victory.
No, definitely. And I suppose we're fortunate in the sense that we do feel we have a number of players that can kick from outside the score range, if you like. There's a lot of talk about score ranges. But, you know, we probably have 4 or 5 fellas that would be comfortable enough on that, you know. And so you're always striking that balance, as we spoke about there, between that decision-making and backing them and allowing themselves to back themselves from the pitch. So yeah, you know, that's that balance, Brendan, about, you know, control, transitional football, backing yourself and managing the game. So all in all, it's never perfect, but it was good today.
Yeah, just on managing the game, the Shane O'Donnell point, we were 3 up, it put us 4 up. Are you thinking then there's a goal on kill this match? Because after that, Armagh had a few opportunities, and we had 2 attempts then from range, Jim, that went badly wide. Do you think at that point it's time to really kill the match?
I don't think so, no, because like the scoreboard was reading, you know, 8 points for them at that stage, you know, so you're thinking that's there's 4 they would need to score now, 33% of what they've scored up to that point. So we were happy enough with that. But on Shane, like, I thought he was excellent. I thought he was very good on the ball, great decision maker. You know, they talk about, you know, press resistant. He's a hard man to get hands on, and that's what you need: good technical players that can make good decisions and struggle other teams struggling to get hands on them. So he was very, very good today, Shane. The kickouts as well, you know, to be able to settle on the kickout and just get your hands on the kickout, and I think that's where a lot of the issues were stemming from at that stage, you know. So all good learning for Sean, good learning for the defence, good learning for the midfielders in that regard, and we'll have to use that information now to make ourselves better. But, you know, in those key moments, you know, you just need to relax and you know, trust the process and get your hands on the ball. And once we got back to that, then we were okay again, you know.
Yeah, Derry about to play now shortly, Jim. What's the thoughts? Going to watch them and see how they are set up?
I just spoke there outside. I think like Derry have shown, you know, with Dublin and Kerry, you know, that they can go in and they can mix it with anybody, play with anybody and control games and make good decisions themselves. It's a big game. I think it's a bigger game for Derry than Dublin in the sense that, you know, they've been building to this point and it's a national trophy. So it'll be very interesting from a spectating point of view to see can they bring that level of quality that they have been bringing, you know, when you come to play the Dubs in Croke Park. It's a big challenge. It's a big challenge for any team. So it'll be interesting to see that part of it. And obviously, you're keeping your eyes and ears open for everything you can and lead into that big game.